defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Thursday, December 15th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Do you guys have any TV guilty pleasures? Generally, I'm hooked on like news, the History Channel, Nat Geo, the Weather Channel, whatever channel the Islanders are on that night. But I secretly watch a lot of HGTV. Yep, I do. One of my favorite shows is Flip or Flop. It follows two ex-real estate agents, Tarek and Christina Elmosa, who started a business of flipping homes in California. Well, apparently this husband and wife duo is no more. They've been seeing other people for 6 months. The HGTV faithful are distraught over this. HGTV is not having a good couple of weeks. All right, guys, let's get to today's top headlines. As Democrats continue to try to delegitimize President-elect Donald Trump's victory based on a leaked memo to the Washington Post from the CIA, is it possible that Russia didn't actually hack anything? We'll go over claims that in fact it was security people inside of the Clinton camp who opened the door to John Podesta's 60,000 vile emails. And we'll tell you how you can avoid making the same stupid mistake. Also, the Hollywood elite are at it again, this time enlisting actors who play politicians on TV to try and convince presidential electors to not cast their ballot for Donald Trump on December 19th. We'll go over the highlights of their newest YouTube video and try to figure out who the heck these C&D listers are. And could the Democrats be in danger of losing another seat in Congress 2 years before the next Senate election? Something tells me that Donald Trump's cabinet confirmations are going to go very smoothly. And it was all by design. All that plus another story about a Muslim woman getting attacked by Trump supporters has been debunked, and she's now facing charges. Yahoo email turns out to be less secure than leaving your keys in the ignition in South Central L.A., and why is one small business index recording record high numbers? We have a lot to get to, but first let's do our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have so much to get to today, guys. Check out rhinoreport.com. You know the drill. Rhinoreport.com. New article up there by Robert. New Rhino rants by me. And you can check out the How to Listen tab, some pretty neat stuff there. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. Also on Gab, same handle, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me. Questions, concerns, comments, whatever you got. A good story, Rhino, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday non-pole dancing edition of the Rhino Report. We have kind of a poll. We have an index. I guess that's close, right? An indice is close to a poll. It's going to have to do for today. Big shout-out to everyone right now listening Red Nation Rising Radio on the Liberty feed, as well as streamingtalkradio.com. We're live right there now. And the replay, midnight Eastern, klrnradio.com. And, of course, everybody on CRN Channel 1, the app, or crntalk.com. Welcome, welcome. You got to check out Tina's Take, new episode up there, episode number 6, I believe it is. You got to check that out, spreaker.com/Tina's Take. And you can always check out the old episodes of The Rhino Report, your favorite show, on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. Now, I had a request this morning, kind of came out of nowhere, but I'm sort of glad I got it, to do more writing. Want me to do more writing? See, since we have some writers for the Rhino Report website, I don't do as much as I used to. As the show has gotten bigger and bigger, there's left less and less time for me to write. But I did have an offer to go write for a small but growing conservative newspaper online, so I think we'll probably try our hand at that. I'll see if I can add a few more hours to the day on top of this show and my own personal business I run. Just never seems to end, but I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it. You know, some of you might be wondering why our first story, the intro story, wasn't a little funny, quippy story. I don't know. For some reason, this story just made sense to me today. Tariq and Christina Almosa, this flipper-flop show. It's not bad. Not a bad show. I mean, I flipped houses for a lot of years, so I see the value in it, and I see what they're doing. But they broke up now, and I got to tell you, I kind of saw that coming a mile away. They both seem like nice people, but Tariq completely outkicked the coverage on this one. Completely. So I guess we'll see what happens here. They're having a bad couple of weeks. You had that other show where the two people in Texas, they go to a church where the pastor doesn't approve of abortions. That was a big deal. You had some stuff on HGTV about the House Hunters show was all rigged and fixed. And these people, they bought the house before they went on the show. Having a bad couple of weeks. You can't even escape criticism on the Home and Garden television network. Criticism everywhere you go, especially here. You will not escape it here, that's for sure. Even if I like your show, I'm still going to make fun of it if I can. One of my favorite stories we've done in the last couple of weeks, we'll say post-election, was definitely this story. We kind of ended with it yesterday about this guy at Vanity Fair. A really, really hard-hitting news site. And his name is Peter Zavotnik. Peter Zavotnik. And apparently, he's such an established political correspondent or reporter that his previous work can be seen in GQ. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with here. And in his article, he says that the reason Donald Trump won was because us angry white men, we just don't like American women. We have to get our women from the Soviet bloc, whether it be Russia or Czechoslovakia or whatever it is, the Czech Republic and Slovakia now. We mail order our women here. I was unaware that this was something we were supposed to do. But apparently, he says, this is what happens. In his article, he says, while Europe has embraced socialists and Muslims, among other groups, Russia appears a final redoubt of white pride. At least, this is how Russia has portrayed itself to and is viewed by many on the new American right. The angry horde of white nationalist base who want their country back. How dare them? How dare they want their country back? There were glimmers of this in the 90s and the aughts when angry white men flew to Moscow and then St. Petersburg and Kiev in search of beautiful Russian women to replace their feminist wives in America. This guy's crazy. And he says, I wrote a story about this in GQ from Russia with prenup, if you want to go check out that little ditty. What they loved about Russian women, I learned, was not just that they were gorgeous. I mean, that helps. But rather that they were submissive. They had their values straight. These men talked about American women, and they always sounded bitter. American women didn't know how to please a man. Not true. They didn't wear makeup. Again, not true. They didn't cook. I'm 200 pounds. They cook. They let themselves go. These men came from Arkansas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, the Central Valley of California, and they had fallen in love with Russia because it was full of pretty white girls who acted the way they thought girls should act. Donald Trump's choice of female partners reflects the yearnings and inclinations of these angry white men. He calls us angry white men a lot, doesn't he? I'm not angry. Many of whom, one imagines, now comprise his base. Okay. Two of his three wives come from Slavic ex-communist countries. His shortest marriage was to an American. So there you have it. Peter Zavotnik. He knows what's going on here. Like I said yesterday, here's a guy who obviously either doesn't like women or isn't very successful with them. That's the only reasoning for it. But this is how the left thinks. They got a rationale. They got to have a reason for why the chosen one wasn't chosen. It's like trying to imagine your own non-existence. See, we have a tough time as human beings imagining being dead. And I don't want to make this a morbid show, but our brains are not able to comprehend non-existence. The fact that nothing will be here, it will be nothing. They can't comprehend that. Just like we have a hard time wrapping our heads around the universe because we don't understand that things are always expanding and they started from a tiny molecule or whatever you believe. They have a hard time wrapping their heads around the fact that the one that they chose, we were such a progressive nation. We were on this track. We had a half-black president. We have a female candidate. We were going the right direction. And then we didn't. They didn't understand that the guy in Iowa who lost his job, it wasn't going that way for him. Or the gal in Arkansas who was a waitress trying to scrape by because she worked at a plant somewhere, and that plant, they lost their jobs to Mexico. That she wasn't getting it either. This has nothing to do with angry white men. This has to do with angry black men, angry brown men, angry white men, and angry white women, brown women, black women. They all voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump recorded much, much higher numbers among the African-American population and the Hispanic population than Mitt Romney. And they weren't high. I get that. But they were higher. Hillary Clinton represented the status quo, a move towards globalism. And even in this article, he says that it's a global anti-globalism that's going on now. What does that even mean? We're trying to rationalize things that we can't even form proper sentences. What is global anti-globalism? Is that like Googling Google? What is it? This guy. I want him to come on this show. Maybe we'll try to get him on this show. That'd be hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. All right, when we come back, let's talk about some fake stories from Muslim women in New York City. We'll talk about small business, and we have an indice to go over when it comes to that. And why are Democrats scrambling to keep their hopeful people 2 years from now still in their seats in the Senate? But Donald Trump wants to take them onto the dark side.
Beach Hotel. located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022. 940-22.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. They just don't get it. They do not get it. It's not that they had a bad candidate. Nothing to do with it. It's the FBI's fault. It's the hackers' fault. But I thought President Obama told us in October there was no way they could hack us. There was no way. And he told Donald Trump to get out there and stop whining and get votes. Well, if it's not the hackers, it's not the FBI, maybe it's the mail order brides or the angry white people. Instead of doing what the GOP did in 2012, see, what they did was when Romney lost, that was somewhat unexpected in some circles. At the time, I was sort of neutral on it. I wasn't sure. I thought Romney had an okay chance, but I also knew that Hurricane Sandy really screwed him up. Because that was the one time over the previous 4 years that Obama got to look presidential, and he gave Chris Christie the big hug, and that's fine. I'm not faulting Chris Christie for the hug. You have someone there willing to help your state. You welcome them. So you can't blame it on him. But what the GOP did was they went back. And they did what they called an autopsy. A lot of you guys know this. They did an autopsy of the 2012 general election. And where did we go wrong? And how can we appeal to different bases, different voters, different groups in the next year or in the next election? And they did that. And while the candidate wasn't ideal for them, they would have much rather used their newly found information from their autopsy with a Jeb Bush or with a Marco Rubio or a John Kasich or even a Ted Cruz, probably. They didn't get that. What they didn't figure in their autopsy was that the American public was sick of politicians, sick of business as usual. They started to figure it out in 2010. And before that, you had the rise of the Tea Party movement. And it kind of came to a head in 2010. And then 2014 with the Senate. They didn't really grasp how strong the movement was. Or maybe they didn't gauge it right. Maybe they just thought it was the wrong politicians we were picking. When in fact, we just didn't want politicians at all. The Democrats aren't going to do that. They're not going to sit down and say, where did we go wrong? Whenever you have 8 years of one president, the next election always becomes a change election. And Hillary Clinton decided to hitch her wagon to the Obama administration and hope it could pull her through. They thought they would get the same black vote. They thought they would get the same minority vote. They didn't. And you look at a place like Detroit, where votes were down 25%. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, all over, down. They're not going to look back and say, how can we change this? How can we more represent our party? What they're doing now is they're saying to themselves, in their inner circles, is how can we more represent the coasts and then have a movement for a popular vote? See, they were flying all high and mighty. It was all sunshine and rainbows when you have your experts drawing out the map a month before the election. And they show Hillary all she has to do is win Florida. All she has to do. Because the college is in their favor. And they kept saying, no, it's not. Yeah, I mean, kinda. And what was the term around the Trump camp? They gotta draw the inside straight. That's what everybody said. Gotta win Florida, gotta win North Carolina, gotta win Ohio, and then you gotta find something else. Whether it's New Hampshire for the tie, Michigan, Pennsylvania for the win, it was a much harder route. See, the Democrats had the advantage, and they lost it, and now they want to change the game. It's like you're playing a board game, like chutes and ladders. Well, now I gotta shoot, they don't count anymore, I just want to do ladders. Trying to change the game without changing the message. There is going to be a push over the course of the next 4 years for a popular vote. And it's going to be a running theme. It will be very, very hard to do. But not impossible. Just as Donald Trump winning the presidency was very, very hard to do. But obviously not impossible. It's something we're going to have to guard against. The last thing we need in this country is California and New York running the show. Absolute last thing. But instead of looking inward, they're looking out. And that's why they're going to be in for a long couple of years. You just can't blame everybody. It's like the pitcher in baseball, right? You got a pitcher who comes out in the third inning, lets up 6 runs. He's got a blister on his hand. Does he blame the blister? No. He just says, I didn't have it today. That's what he says. Imagine that, a 19-year-old pitcher being more disciplined than a 70-year-old presidential candidate who's unqualified now. All right, when we come back, we have a bunch to get to. And I want to talk about these Democrats scrambling to try to keep one of their senators from joining Trump's cabinet. We'll be right back.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. You can listen on the CRN app from your Google Play or iTunes Store. Lots of ways to check out the show. And as always, you can check out rhinoreport.com. We're always there. It's always on 24 hours a day. Free, no charge. I'd never charge. So we have this story out of New York. 18-year-old Muslim woman. Her name is Yasmin Seaweed. I think it's Seaweed. S-E-W-E-I-D. We're going to go with Seaweed. So she filed a report on December 1st. It said that three drunk white men called her a terrorist. And they told her to get the hell out of their country. And she says, it doesn't matter how cultured or Americanized I am, these people don't see me as an American. I guess they were wearing Trump hats too, maybe? That seems to be the running theme in these claims, right? Everyone's wearing, I don't see Trump hats outside. But all of a sudden, you hear these reports, there's a million Trump hats everywhere. Well, the detectives in NYPD, they went on a little wild goose chase here, trying to figure out this story. They had no video recordings, no witnesses, and Seaweed seemed to disappear for a few days without telling the cops. She was kind of hiding out at her friend's house. So she finally fessed up and said she made the story up because she's stressed out about school. But we've heard this a few times now. You have the one in Louisiana, University of Louisiana, 18-year-old girl. Says a bunch of men wearing Trump hats harassed her and stole her hijab. Oops, that was wrong too. But BuzzFeed picked this up. I know the local Channel 2 CBS, Channel 4 NBC, they all picked it up. Because as soon as someone says something anti-Trump, they're going to pick it up. That's the way mainstream media is. They're so mad. They're just so mad that we didn't listen to them. Here on Long Island, our local news channel 12, they are so mad. They did everything they could for months and months and months to give you negative Trump stories here. He still wins Long Island by 20,000 votes. The blue liberal Long Island, Donald Trump won by 20,000 votes. A referendum on media is what this was more than anything. So another false claim. She's being now charged with filing a false report. Good. Because they spent a lot of resources on this. And it was just, her dad even says, you know, hey, listen, you raise your kids the best you can. Maybe she was afraid that night she was running late. Don't make excuses. She filed the false report with the police. Guess what? Now you gotta pay the piper. That's what happens. Welcome to America. We have this. This is good. This is our indice. Since the day of the election, confidence among small businesses, now I'm going to tell you anecdotally, is high. Very, very high. I go to these things all the time, primarily for the free breakfast, but I listen sometimes too. But there's an actual index. It's called the Index of Small Business Optimism, and it's put out by the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Now, their CEO even said what a difference a day makes. Before Election Day, small business owners' optimism was flat. After Election Day, it soared. Soared. Up 3.5 points to a level of 98.4, which is only the third time since 2007 it's broken the 42-year average. Plans to hire more employees jumped 14%. From the day before the election to the day after the election. Also, 44% jump in one day expect better business conditions. It was at negative 6 the day before the election, the day after, it's at positive 38. And a lot of this is because you have Trump promising going to repeal regulation. He's going to reform the tax code. He's going to fix Obamacare. Obamacare is such a drain on small businesses. It is anything but affordable. And it's what keeps employers from hiring full-time employees. You have a lot of business owners out there. Now, 80% of this country's commerce is from small business. And a lot of small business owners are just cutting back hours. You put them below 30 hours, and they don't have to get insurance. You don't have to offer insurance. But optimism high with small business. And with optimism high with small business, it drives the economy. Main Street drives Wall Street. No matter how you cut it up, that's how it is. And you're seeing it. You saw the Fed raise rates 0.25% yesterday, up to 0.5. It's not great. I get that. And that's not even sustainable. It's not. We have to go higher than that. And now you see today we have the Dow flirting with 20,000 with a good solid base. Before we were at 17.5, and it was a long way down, guys, a long way down. Now we're flirting with 20,000 with a good base around 19. Things are looking up. Things are looking up. And small business, you can see it. See, here in New York, if you have a small business here and you fall into the same tax bracket about as what I do, you're going to pay 46% in taxes. 46%. So if we clear $100,000 at the end of the year, I'm only going to, you know, make home half of that. Half of it. It's crazy. Bring that tax cap down to 15%. People are going to hire more. They're going to buy more equipment. They're going to take out loans now. A lot of optimism. And there should be. And there should be. Not a lot of optimism, however, with the Democrats. You have Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota. Looks like she may take over the agricultural position. Secretary of Agriculture, and that's not good for them. That's really not good. It was thought for a second maybe that Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, he may take the energy secretary job, was offered to Rick Perry out of Texas. We all know that. But Heitkamp, they could lose that seat, and they have, I think, 95 days in North Dakota. If she resigns her seat as a senator there and joins the Trump administration, for 95 days, they cannot have an election. So now the Democrats will be down another seat in the Senate. And all of Trump's first 100 days stuff, it starts getting passed. All of these cabinet positions, they start getting passed pretty easy, no filibuster. They have lost control. I think everybody assumes even when that seat goes up in North Dakota, it's probably going to go red. Very, very small chance it goes back to Democrats. Trump killed in that state. Even in West Virginia, he won West Virginia 68-26. Not even close. Not even close. But I think Manchin's going to stay where he is. He's going to stay there. But there was the possibility of them losing two seats in the Senate. And don't think it was just because of the tradition of giving one of the other party a seat somewhere. A cabinet position. That's tradition. This was strategy. Definite strategy. They're setting themselves up for the long haul on the Republican side. They may have finally gotten their act together. We'll be right back.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the show. Speaking of hackers, are we talking about hackers? I don't think so. Anyway. Speaking of hackers, that's how I'm segueing this. Yahoo. What the hell is going on with Yahoo? And something I don't get. Now, this latest data breach they have is a billion with a B, email accounts, names, email addresses, telephone numbers, DOBs, passwords, encrypted, unencrypted security questions and answers. And this is from 2014. Why are they allowed to not tell anybody for 2 years? That's what I don't get, first of all. And this follows the one, what was it, September or August, when they had 500 million? Where they had that data breach from 2013, whatever. Why can they wait 2, 3, 4 years to tell you? This is, they keep telling you how you have to secure this and change your passwords, that, and identity theft here, and but they don't tell you. That's got to change. And I don't care if they're selling them, because they're on the market now. I think someone's going to, like Google's going to buy them, or Facebook's going to buy them, something like that. Someone's trying to buy Yahoo. And I don't care if that's in the works. You have to disclose this stuff to people. It's inexcusable that they wait 3 years to tell you. And now you have people saying that the algorithm Yahoo uses to encrypt their passwords is called an MD5. And apparently that's not very good. Maybe MD6 is better? I have no idea. I'm reading it. I have no idea what this means. If you know what this means, let me know. I have no clue. But apparently it's not good. And now they're saying to really secure your passwords and stuff, whether it's a Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or whatever, you have to use a two-step verification. So that means you have a password, and then you have like a code sent to your phone. So every time you want to check your email, you need to, you know, call NASA. They got to shoot it up to a cosmonaut somewhere. He's got to play tic-tac-toe with a cat, and then they're going to send it back down to you. I don't know what's going on here. All I know is you cannot wait years to tell people. But what happens is now you get your identity stolen. It's the Christmas season. Oh, it's nuts. They got to change that. I thought it was like some kind of one-off back in September when they said, oh, 500 million Yahoo accounts were, you know, were hacked. I thought it was like a one-off. I didn't think that's how it worked. They wait 5 years to tell you. But I guess it is. And that happened with Target, too. Remember Target a few years ago? They said Target was like as secure as leaving the keys in your ignition. That's how secure their credit card processing was. Target, like the third biggest retailer in this country, putting you at risk. And we shouldn't go to Target for a lot of reasons, least of which credit card security. Okay, speaking of hackers, that was a long segue. As it turns out, nobody really hacked into John Podesta's computer. In fact, they had an IT person at the Clinton camp. He got an email that looked like it was from Google. This is how it's called phishing. It's what they do. They send you an email that looks all official. It says Google.com or whatever on it. And it says, someone tried to breach your account. You change your password. Click here to change it. So he gets this email, Podesta does, and he sends it off to the crack team of IT professionals at, which I know people who are IT professionals, and they say all you have to do is have Google, and you're an IT pro. But anyway, so he sends it off, and is this real? Can I do this? And they send him back an email saying, okay, it's legitimate. So he goes and he clicks the button, and he resets his email password when the guy who sent the email back to him was supposed to say it's illegitimate. But why would you even use that terminology? I type back in big capital letters, do not open. Why even get confused with legitimate, illegitimate? That's so stupid. So he hacked himself. He clicked on this bit.ly link or whatever. Next thing you know, 60,000 emails come pouring out. Here's a piece of advice. If you get an email, see, I'm a computer idiot. I figure this stuff out as I go. If you get an email that you're not sure, and it says you got to change your password because you're on Yahoo or Google or someone tried to access it from somewhere else, this is what you do. Do not click on that link. Go to your gmail.com account or yahoo.com account and change it there. Go in the front door. Don't go in the back door. All right? That goes for a lot of things sometimes. But that's how you do it. So the FBI apparently also knew that Russia maybe trying to go, or some actor maybe trying to get involved in hacking emails back in 2015. This really debunks the whole claim that it was done to fuel the Donald Trump movement, to get Donald Trump elected. And as I said on Twitter earlier today, if this was all done to get Donald Trump elected, why did Hillary Clinton get more votes? Answer me that. So he fished himself. This Podesta caught himself with his hook. We've all done that, I guess, a few times. And that's that. This is a non-story. This hacking stuff is really, really a non-story. In fact, lawmakers on the Hill today were awaiting a meeting with, DNI and CIA and NSA and FBI and ABC and NBC and whatever other letters there are out there. They declined. They didn't want to show up to give them this briefing. Representative Peter King out of New York, who I could probably, with a stiff breeze, hit his house with a football from where I am right now. He's all mad that they didn't show up, and we have to know what's going on here and the hacking. They only care because their little secrets got exposed. That's why they care. And they all have little secrets themselves they don't want exposed. That's what this is all about. Change your email. Change your password. 12-year-olds. They change their password all the time. Just change your password. This is all based on that stupid report that WAPO did on Friday from a leaked memo from the CIA. Which, I gotta tell you, if the CIA is gonna leak memos to WAPO, they can show up on Capitol Hill. The problem is, they don't have the story straight. FBI saying no, CIA saying yes, DNI saying who knows. They don't get their story straight. So, we'll be the last ones to know. We'll be the exact last ones to know. Alright, when we come back, I want to briefly, in the last segment, talk about these Hamilton electors and electors in general who are getting threatened. Threatened! Thousands of emails a day, and how Hollywood is responding to this, because, you know, they got to throw their turd in the punch bowl. All right, guys, hang in there. We have just one more segment to go. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time, part of the RWB. Hey, guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, welcome back to this final segment of today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So we all know about the Hamilton electors, these people who think they're really smart. They're really just a bunch of sore losers. They think they're going to portray themselves as being this really smart, well-educated six people, or whatever it winds up being. Now, no one's talking about the other electors, the ones who are saying they're going to vote the way their state is telling them to vote. In fact, you have this Sharon Geis. She's out of Mesa, Arizona. She's a grandmother. She's, I think, like 74 years old, something like that. She's gotten 50,000 emails since the election telling her not to vote for Trump. You know what she's doing? She's hitting mass delete. And she's getting rid of all of them. She's following in the footsteps of Hillary Clinton. So here's the thing. What people don't get. The human nature. The more somebody tells you to do something, you don't want to do it. Just out of spite now, you don't want to do it. So you have her. You have another one here. Let's see. You have Patricia Allen out of Tennessee. She's 74. 2,000 emails a day. 120 letters. Phone calls urging her to vote against Trump. She says she's not budging. And then you have this guy, Michael Benarian. He's 22, and he's an elector out of Michigan. He said he's getting death threats via email, snail mail, Twitter, and Facebook. He said someone threatened to put a bullet in the back of his mouth if he voted for Trump. So, yeah, this is the all-inclusive Democrat Party, right? We're stronger together. Stronger together. You have electors from Georgia, Idaho, Tennessee, Arizona, Utah, Michigan. They're all getting death threats. And you have this guy, this Lessig, this Harvard University professor, Lawrence Lessig, says he's going to offer free legal advice to any elector who changes their vote. Says he has 20 lined up already. I don't think so. Yeah, maybe 6 or 7 that defect. Other than that, you have celebrities too. They have a new YouTube video out. Oh yeah, this is a must watch. It has this guy Martin Sheen, right? So I think he was in the West Wing, right? So he was like the president. So I guess that qualifies him to give political advice. He says, Republican members of Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to somebody who has an eminent degree of requisite qualifications. I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton. Just don't vote for Trump. That's what they're saying. That's what the video says. One guy says, as you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person. No, that's 100% wrong. It falls under the 10th Amendment, you dope. Ugh. By voting your... This is Richard Schiff, who played the communications director, okay, on the West Wing. He says, by voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for president. If you do this, you're going to go down as an American hero. You'll have my respect. What if we don't want your respect? What if we don't care about your respect? We don't need your respect. Go away. Just go away. This video's got, let's see, Martin Sheen, this guy Schiff. It's got Deborah Messing. She was in the show with the two gay guys. You have James Cromwell, B.D. Wong. I know him. Not really a doctor. Noah Wiley, not really a doctor. Rita Payne, Bob Odenkirk, J. Smith Cameron. Who are these people? Moby. I know Moby from an Eminem song. Mike Farrell, is that Will Farrell's cousin? I don't know. Loretta Swit, Christy Lottie, Stephen Pasquale. What is this? It sounds like a deportation list to me. I don't know. So, the celebrities are telling you not to vote for Trump. In fact, it went over so well before the election that they thought they'd do it again. They don't get the hint. They don't get the message. Listen to Mark Wahlberg. He had it right. Don't listen to Madonna. She had it wrong. All right, guys. Hope you had fun today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please, please, please stay safe and please keep it up. We depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in the New York.